Blog Talk Radio.
The praises all day, they belong to
the recording has started.
God. They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to God. They belong to God. They belong to God.
Praise the Lord. They belong to God. All the glory and honor and all the praise. Oh, yes, we all belong to God. Amen. We honor God the Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. I would like to, I know the house has already been addressed, but it would be amiss if I did not honor my leader, my pastor, Bishop A.D. Shaw, and his wife, and to our visionary, amen, evangelist Bradley, and to all the advisory and to everyone that's listening. I have family and friends who have tuned in tonight, and I just want to thank you all. We know it's late, so we're not going to keep you. The Word of God will be coming from the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, Exodus the 14th chapter, and the 15th verse. I will be reading one verse, Exodus 14 and 15. I will be reading the King James Version and the Word of God. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak. I want somebody to repeat that word. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you on tonight, thanking you for your word. For your word is a lamp feed and it's a light unto that path. Father, I hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We need a word on tonight. We're going through many different things. We're going through COVID-19. We're going through sickness and disease. We're going through loneliness and marriage problems. And we need a word. So speak from heaven. We invite you in to do what you do, say what you say, have your way, save, deliver, and set us free. And we will give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Speak unto the children of Israel that they may go forward. And if I was to use for a thought on tonight, it would be three words: speak to it. Mm-hmm. Speak to it. I'm not sure what your problem may be tonight. Don't know of your circumstances. Don't know what has persuaded you to throw in the proverbial towel and to say, you know what, this is it. I'm going to give up. But I stopped by on tonight, a PNN, to encourage you, 42 countries, to speak it. The only way that the miracle could happen, Moses had to speak to it. Moses had to take action. Many times we pray, we ask God, Lord, do it. We even have a song, Lord, do it for me. Oh, my friend, but guess what? We have the power, and the Lord is telling us to speak to it. Notice how God used this man. Now, in the natural, Moses had a lot of baggage. For one thing he had to deal with was adoption. Yeah, he went into an okay home, but it was to save his life. But nevertheless, his siblings were raised by the parents that he probably wanted to be raised. He was raised in the house of his enemy. He didn't feel fit for the call on his life. He gave excuse after excuse, and he just did not feel qualified. Another time, God had told Moses, he said, Moses, in the book of Numbers, I want you to speak to the rock. And Moses had just got sick and tired of the children of Israel. And he said, you know what? Moses hit the rock in a fit of rage, and he missed out on the promised land. Moses was a murderer. He had a speech impediment. And in all of that, God still used him to speak to it. And that's good news. That's good news to me, because with all the stuff of my past, the things that I've been through, I want you to know that God can still get the glory out of our lives. So when God called Moses, he was a murderer on the run, and yet God used him to deliver his people. But before that, he had to go through the process. And many times we want to bypass the process. We want the cake, but we don't want the heat. And all the flaws, the mistakes, all the heartbreaks is all part of the process. Now Moses, mom, his adopted mother named him. But what is so ironic is that God used her to speak to his future. Moses' very name in the Hebrew means saved out of the water. Wait, let's pause right there. Why is this important? Water is so important that in utero the baby is sustained in the water. Mm-hmm. Water is so important that God's word mentions water. In Isaiah 43:2, when he says that when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Somebody shout speak to it. Now notice the miracle happened, and it was involved in water. Moses' name, remember, means saved from the water. Now in the beginning, when a decree was made by that mean old Pharaoh to kill the male babies, let me pause right here. I want you to know that God has a good memory. Know that. It's important when you're going through the battle and when you're being misused and when you're being talked about it, and when they're saying all manner of evil against you, when you're fired from a job that you didn't do anything to, when they laugh at you and scandalize your name. I need you to know that God has a good memory. He knew every name of the babies that was thrown in the Nile River. And Pharaoh probably thought that he was going to get by with it. But no. Just like your enemy thinks that he's going to get by. Oh, no, my friend. It never goes unnoticed. He keeps very good records. So let's go back to the text. Go back. Because Moses was saved from the water. He was 3 months old in Exodus 2 and was placed in the water by his birth mom, Jochebed. And he was protected in the water from the stingray, from the crocodile, from the alligator, by God. The very thing that the devil will try to destroy you with, God will save you with. Let me repeat that. The very thing that the devil will try to destroy you with, God will save you with. And I don't care what the plan that the enemy has for you. God will keep you even in the water. Oh, yes, in Exodus 14 and 15, the Lord said to Moses, Moses, why do you cry out to me? Speak to the children of Israel so that they may go forward. You know, I had a question. I had a question, and in the research, I thought, well, how did they know that Pharaoh was behind them? And I mean, it's just like a common sense, like, ding, ding, light bulb. Somebody had to be looking behind them instead of looking forward. Now, you know how we do. God has freed us, and we have flashbacks, and we're looking back, making sure that the enemy of our soul is not coming back. Well, can I tell you that Philippians 3 and 13b clause says that we are to forget those things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are behead, before which those things which are behind us, but reach forth unto those things which are before, not looking behind us, but looking before us, not looking behind us, but looking before us. Now, don't get me wrong, because in the natural, the rear view mirror is helpful. It's needed. But can I tell you that it only allows a partial view? And many of us have what I call the rear view mirror syndrome. We look back. You know. So how do you know that you have the rear view mirror syndrome? The reason that you know it is if you're stuck at a dead end path and you keep focusing on the past, that looking back, those failures, this is a sign that God is telling you to stop looking back. See, our minds are not like security cameras. In the security camera, it records endless hours of everything that happens in its view. But in our minds, just limited thoughts. And that's why, i.e., it will remind you of the rape, but not the deliverance from the rape. It will show you how bad the marriage was and how he walked out on you, but it won't show you that God didn't let the marriage take you out. It will show you your mistakes, those huge mistakes from 10 years ago, but you'll forget the successes of 10 years ago. So tonight, I stop by. I am your Moses to tell you to move forward. Yes, and I'm asking you, why are you crying? Every time the enemy brings up your past, I want you to speak to it. You are not your past. You are not your mistakes. You are not your failures. As a matter of fact, you are not who you were yesterday. You are not even who you were this morning. The enemy wants you to fear. The children of Israel feared Pharaoh. Listen to me. Fear has two names. Yeah, it has two meanings. Yeah, two names, two meanings. When we walk in fear, either you will forget everything and run or face everything and rise. And God is telling you to stand up and see the salvation of the Lord. He told Moses, speak to the fear. How do you get rid of fear? I'm glad you asked that. It's you just got to keep on moving. Fear comes from the devil. Fear is a spirit. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and love and of a sound mind. 2 Corinthians 1 and 7. fear is the dark room where Satan develops his negatives. Rewind. Fear is the dark room where Satan develops his negatives. Faith is the room that God develops the light. Oh, yes, the very first thing in Genesis that God called forth in the creation is light. Oh, yes, and God said, let there be light, and light showed up. So I do not care how dark it seems. Oh, yes, we speak light. Let me show you how God, God in all the light, and how God can be light, and God can allow darkness, and God can save and deliver right in the same manner, in the same radius. The enemy drove in the dark in Exodus, and Israel walked in light. If you turn with me to the book of Exodus, Exodus 14 and 19 and 20, I will paraphrase that, Exodus 14, 19 and 20, because many times we have to be reminded who our God is. The Bible says that the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. There was the cloud and the darkness, but yet, the cloud moved and had pitch darkness to the enemy. But the same cloud who was God gave light to Israel. God gave light to Israel. God gave light to Israel. Millions of them. He spoke to them. And I'm not sure if you're in a dark place. I'm not sure. But can I tell you that he is yet with you in the dark? In the natural, when you are developing negatives, if the light gets in, it destroys the picture. Well, if you want to destroy a negative in your life, open the door and shine the sun. Yes, I'm not talking about the S-U-N. I'm talking about capital S-O-N. But Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. My friend, you no longer have to be afraid of the dark. For the Bible says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41 and 10. God simply asked Moses, why are you crying out to me? Speak to the people. Move forward. Yes, and that same power, we have the ability to speak to it. It looks hopeless. They felt helpless. But in order to move forward, they had to pick them up and put them down. And in our lives, sometimes, let's be honest, many times life will hand you a Red Sea. They were surrounded by the enemy behind, the Red Sea before them. And life will tell us, deal with you and I. We're facing the Red Sea. See, the Red Sea had two walls, the left and the right. That wall was water. And one of my favorite poets is Maya Angelou. And Maya Angelou said, you may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. Please remember that your difficulties do not define you. They simply strengthen your ability to overcome. Exodus, and the children of Israel faced the Red Sea, but God did not let them drown. He put up a wall of water. So I'm asking you, who is or what is your Red Sea? Mm-hmm, the Red Sea of hopelessness? The Red Sea when you feel trapped and you seem to not know your way out. The Red Sea situation is when you hit the brick wall of life and you come to the dead end in life and you wonder, God, how you gonna get me out of this? I stop by to tell you, speak to it. Speak to the Red Sea. Speak to the Red Sea. And your Red Sea may be cancer, but speak to it. Your Red Sea may be fear, but speak to it. Your Red Sea may be rejection. But speak to it. Your Red Sea may be loneliness. But speak to it. Can I give you a little history lesson on the Red Sea? In the summer, the Red Sea winds blow from the north and the south. But when the winter comes, the monsoon flips the wind direction of the Red Sea. What do you do when life flips you in the polar opposite direction? You do like they did. You speak to it. Oh, in order for the next thing to happen, Moses had to speak to it. Yes, it was millions of people, and it was one man, and God used the one man. He didn't have a mic. He didn't have a sound system, but God used him to speak to him. Yes, and it was a lot of people. As a matter of fact, 30 times more people, more than you can feel the Madison Square Garden, but God anointed him to speak to it. Yes, he did. How did he speak to all those people? Because the word travels. Yeah. The word is anointed. It travels. You're like, where did you get that from? In St. Mark 4:35-41, in the New Testament, do you remember the story that the storm arose? And the Bible said that it was a great wind that arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was filling up. Now Jesus, remember, was down. He was down in the stern. He knocked out sleeping on the cushion. And they woke him up and they said, Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? You know how extra are we dying? We dying. Oh, I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth. You know how extra we get. And the Bible said that the word spoke and said, peace, be still. He rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Why? Because the word traveled, and not only traveled to the storm on the outside, but it traveled to the storm on the inside of the disciples. The word travels. It travels. It's a word. It's a traveler. Remember the centurions in Matthew 8:5-13. The centurion who had a servant, and the servant was sick, and he was ready to die. And let's just be straight up. The centurion, he said, listen. The centurion servant, he probably said, you know, I got some stuff in that house I'm probably not supposed to have. So he told Jesus, listen, I'm not even worthy for you to come to my house. But what was crazy, what's ironic, is do you know many people on this line feel the same way? We were not invite Jesus into our house, because you wanna clean the fish before you deliver the fish. He already know you smoke weed. He know what you did. He know the husband you sleeping with is not your husband. So you might as well invite a man to clean up, to speak to it. Yes, and so he said, if you just speak, the servant will be healed. And when he got home, oh God, the servant was healed. Somebody shout, speak to it. I want healing. Speak to it. I need my marriage, God, to be, speak to it. Your child needs to be free. Speak to it. Somebody may say, I want a better job. Somebody in the hospital with COVID-19, speak to it. My friend, the word travels. He sent his word to heal the word. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Oh God, do you know that the same God that saved the children of Israel will save us too? Listen to me. The enemy will try his best to derail you, to destroy you, to extinguish your fire. Yes, to steal your joy, to crush your dreams. Somebody shout, speak. Speak to it. Yes. Yes. So if God was to use you in marriage ministry, honey, sometimes you're going to have to go through trouble in your marriage. Mm. So you can have compassion when you go into marriage ministry. If you're called to speak, sometimes you're going to have to overcome fear. Yes. Somebody say, speak to it. Yes, if you're called to healing ministry, sometimes he will allow sickness to knock on your door. Yes, because if you've never been sick, how can you know what it feels if you always been well? Somebody say, speak to it. How can you know he's a lawyer if you've never been in trouble? How can you know he's a mind regulator if your mind hasn't been upside down? How will you know that he'll pick you up when you fall if you've always been upright? Yes, when you need a word, oh God, somebody shall speak to it when you're weak. Oh, Lord, he'll be your strength when you're afraid. He'll be your courage. Yeah. Oh, Lord, we got to remind the enemy, even if the enemy is inside of us, that he is God. He is the first and the last. He's the beginning, and he is the end. He's the keeper of creation. He is the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe. He is the manager of all ties. Yes, speak to it. He always was, always is, always will be. So we might as well speak to it. And as I close, oh God, Jesus, who was on the cross, Jesus, he was bruised, but it brought our healing. Jesus, he was pierced, but it eased our pain. Yes, speak to it. Jesus was persecuted, but it brought freedom. Oh God, speak to it. His death brought us life, so we can speak to it. He has risen to bring power. Oh, to speak to it, to speak to it, to speak to it. He reigns to bring peace. Oh, yes, he is Lord. I know you're hurting. Let him lead you. You may be broken. Let him mend you. You may be blind.
mind in some situations. Let him lead you. You might be hungry. Let him feed you. Speak to it, my friend. Yes, God. Oh, God. Oh, he wants to mend us. He wants to heal the brokenness. He wants to free us. And as a deer pants after the water brook, may we be thirsty for you, oh, God. May we be thirsty for you. Oh, God, somebody shout, speak to it. The house is in the hand of evangelists. Amen. Hallelujah. Speak to it.
Speak to it. Speak, 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 speak to it. My God. My God, my God, my God, people of God, did not our hearts burn on tonight? Glory be to God. Did our hearts not burn on tonight? Glory to God as the Lord, amen, begin to speak expressly unto us. Glory to God, telling us exactly what we got to do. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for this word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. No time for looking behind, people of God, but we got to go forward. We got to go forward. Glory be to God. We have got to move at the command of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God on tonight for this word. Amen. Thank God. Amen for you, woman of God. Glory to God. And even in this time, even now on the line, glory to God, perhaps there may be some, amen, that are ready to give their lives to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Maybe, just perhaps, they've made up their mind. Glory to God. We would like to ask you, if you would, amen, glory to God, extend unto them salvation. Amen. And then if no one comes, glory to God, if you could certainly open the platform for prayer on tonight. You have the platform, woman of God.
Amen. And Evangelist, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to extend salvation. And
okay.
I'm asking you, I received a disturbing call not too long before, and a 12-year-old attempted suicide. They're trying to stabilize her,
Jesus,
so that they can transport her. So I'm going to ask all the prayer warriors on tonight that just keep Asia in prayer.
And so
on tonight, just know this, that the songwriter says, come to Jesus. The whole hymn, come to Jesus just now. Can I tell you that he is able to save you? He is able, if you do not know Jesus, in the pardon of your sins, he wants to save you. And the enemy tries to make it so scary, so spooky, so hard. It is not. To open up, he died on the cross. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and it's by his stripes that we are healed. He died so that we could live. My friend, my sister, my brother, if you do not know Jesus tonight is the night. Saturday, January the 15th, that you can come to him. If you are a backslider, come to him. If you, *6, just press *6 and say, hey, I want to come. I want to be saved. I know that I've been wrong. I know that he's been calling me. He saved me from the gang. He saved me. I could have been murdered when I was in the bed with somebody else, a significant other, and he brought me out of it. I know when I attempted suicide, the suicide didn't take me out. So I just want to be saved.
Yeah.
Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Come to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Come over to him.
Jesus.
He wants you to just accept him. That's what salvation is.
Mm-hmm.
If we confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, that we shall be saved. Confession is made unto salvation. That just accept him. We'll send you something how to live later, but accept him, because heaven is a real place.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you that hell is? Hell is enlarging itself, and it was not made for you. Hell was made for the devil and his angels.
Mm-hmm.
Will you come? Mm-hmm. Backslider, will you come? Star 6, just come over and say, I want to be saved. And we will touch and agree with you. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, the doors are open. The doors of the church is open. The doors of PNN is open.
Mm-hmm.
We have the one prayer request for the 12-year-old who attempted to take her life. And I'm not sure if anyone on the call has been battling suicide, depression, and and you said, I'm tired of feeling this way.
Jesus.
I'm tired. I poured everything into them and they just left me. And I just need strength, woman of God. That's all I need. I just need strength.
Mm-hmm.
My body is racking with pain. My mind, she's all messed up. I'm just all over the place. And would you just touch and agree? My son is incarcerated. My daughter is incarcerated. My daughter is battling homosexuality. Mm-hmm. I raised her in the church, and she's decided that I don't want to be a girl. I want to be a boy. My son is battling homosexuality, and he wants to be a girl. Girl, we want to touch and agree with you, because I don't care how low it gets.
Yes.
Jesus can reach way down and pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
He has the power. Your Red Sea may be going on. You may be like the children of Israel who was at the Red Sea and they cried out. And they said, Moses, what you brought us out here to die? And Moses, only thing he had to do was speak to it. And that's what we want to do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We want to touch and agree with you. The God of heaven will speak to your situation.
Yes,
press star 6. Amen. So all you have to do is press star 6. Amen. 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 Woman of God, will you pray for the 12-year-old for me?
Yes, yes, yes. Glory be to God. Her name is Tasia, you said?
It's Asia.
Asia, Asia. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. People of God, let us put our minds, amen, glory to God. Focus our minds on Asia on tonight. Glory be to God. Focus our minds not only Asia, glory to God, but we know suicide is a spirit. Glory to God. And just as sure as it has come to her, amen, Jesus, we know that so many of the young people are going through so many situations and circumstances, amen, Jesus, glory to God, where they just feel that hopelessness. Glory be to God. But we know, glory be to God, our hope and our trust is in Jesus. Glory to God. And we know that he's able to deliver. Glory be to God. Would you pray with us on tonight? Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you again on tonight.
In the name of
Father,
Jesus.
For your word, glory to God, the word sent on tonight, the word sent to deliver, the word sent on tonight,
yes.
Glory to God, that we can speak to it. Aha.
In the name of Jesus.
God, that we can speak to it on tonight, glory to God. And here we've come on tonight. We've assembled ourselves on tonight, glory to God, unto this most holy place. And, Father, we're coming as sons of God on this night, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming, oh, God, with one
yes,
glory be to God, on
yes,
behalf
God.
Of Asia, on behalf, oh, God, of the countless others in the earth. Glory be to God. That
yes, God.
Glory to God. Speak, glory to God, to take them out. But go, oh, God, but tonight we speak to the spirit of suicide. And we say,
in the name of Jesus.
We say, not this one, not that one. Glory be to God. We declare, we
in
declare
that your plan
will not be executed on tonight. But we
in the name of Jesus.
We cancel your assignment
glory.
On tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
We command you to loose your hold. We command your glory of Messiah. We command you to flee, even now in the name of Jesus.
Name.
Oh, God, we're asking that you will cover your young people tonight. Cover your young
yes.
Messiah. Oh, God, cover them tonight. Cover in the north,
in
the south, the east, and the west. In the name of Jesus.
God, in
Father,
the name
we're praying
of
on tonight for Aisha, over Aisha on tonight. We're praying on tonight.
Yes.
Father, look upon her. Look upon her tonight, oh, God. Look upon her. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, because your peace now, Cause your peace.
Yes, God.
Your peace to rest upon your people. Cause your peace, the spirit of peace. The spirit of peace. Oh, God. In company them, the spirit of peace. Envelop them on tonight. In the name of Jesus, cause your peace. Oh, God, to lift them up. Cause them to live higher. Cause your seven of them, oh, God, your spirit is higher. Woo, Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Oh, ho, 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 oh, glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Hey, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you. We honor, we glorify you tonight. We thank you for our second chances. Thank you for a second chance for many, many,
yes,
many throughout the world.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for a second chance.
Thank you for a second chance. Yes,
God. Hey,
you,
God, turn the darkness into light, oh, God. Turn the heaviness into joy. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
For the little ones, for your people this night, we thank you. In Galatians,
thank you, Lord.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your original plans and purpose is over and against the plans of Satan in Jesus' name is aborted. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will walk in perfect peace and love. For your word declared that perfect love casts out all fear. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we will walk in your love, even when someone has wronged us. And I speak to the wounds of the past, Father. Heal us everywhere we hurt. In the name of Jesus, I pray that life's burdens be lifted in Jesus' name. Remove feelings of heaviness, God, and oppression and depression, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And tonight, we cast them upon you, God, for it is you who sustain us. It is you, God, how we move. We move. We move by you, God. We not move by haters. And I plead the blood of Jesus concerning everything that the enemy has planned for us. In the name of Jesus, open our eyes so that we can see the traps and the plans, the plots, and every device in his incubator. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will shift back to anyone who desires to set a plan over us. In the name of Jesus, return it to the sender. In Jesus' name, I pray for spiritual spring seasons. Spring is where things grow. Spring is where the thing that appeared dead comes back. So in the name of Jesus, many have been sitting in their winter season, but I speak spring, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help in the name of Jesus. Wealth, God, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that we are like the ever tree, the evergreen tree, God, that we will live in due season. Glory to God. Let your anointing destroy every yoke inside of us. In the name of Jesus, send your word, God. Send your word, God. Send your word as send it forth, God, as your work is done with in the book of Acts that came to destroy, God, but did not destroy your people. It destroyed the boat. It destroyed everything around it, but it did not destroy your people. Shake us up, God. Shake us, God, so that we will want to live right. Shake us, God, that we'll want to think right. Shake us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Cause the four winds of the Spirit and of heaven to blow. And I decree and declare that every
spirit be released from their assignments in the name of Jesus. And it's a part of your footstool, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name, we seal this prayer in the name of every name, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Son of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, our healer and our deliverer. In Jesus' name, we will walk in truth. We will walk in love. We will walk in joy unspeakable and full of glory. We will let nothing or no one take our joy. We are free, and whom the Son makes free is free indeed. So we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Son. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Come on, people of God.
Lord.
Let's give God tonight. Glory to God. Come on, let's give him.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We speak to marriages, God.
Yes.
We speak to marriages.
Yes, Lord.
Speak healing and unity in marriages, God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, those who are single and desire a mate, God, we ask you to send them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, those whose children are bound, God, by witchcraft,
Abba.
Free them, Holy Spirit, free them, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Wash them by the cleansing of your word, God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We sever soul ties.
Yes, Lord.
We sever soul ties by the root in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, God. Yes, God, give us the mind of Christ. As my people, which are called by my name, will humble ourselves and pray and seek your face. Oh, God, you will hear from heaven. You will heal the land. Oh, God, let us turn from our wicked ways.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just right there, people of God, just give God thanks. Give him praise tonight for what he's done. Glory to God. Just thank him for the word. Glory to God. The word that has gone forth shall not return unto him void. Glory be to God. And the word said unto us to speak it. Glory to God on tonight. Amen. That's unto you. Amen. That's your weapon tonight. That's your power source on tonight to speak it. Glory to God. Just open up your mouth and speak it on tonight. Glory to God and watch God perform it. Amen. Glory be to God. The enemy don't want us to open up our mouths. Glory to God because he knows. He knows. Glory to God, even as the word declares, amen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen. Glory to God. But we declare on tonight, make a declaration on tonight that I will speak it. Amen. I will speak it. Glory to God. I will open up my mouth. Glory to God. And I will speak on tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord. Glory to God for this word on tonight. We thank God for his messenger. Amen, Jesus, this woman of God, amen. Glory to God, so passionate amen, about the word of God, amen. And we thank God on tonight for you, woman of God, for how you have availed yourself on tonight. Glory to God, how you have availed yourself in the hand of the master on tonight to bring forth a word to deliver God's people, amen, on this night. Glory to God. And we pray on tonight, woman of God, we pray that the Lord will strengthen you. We pray that he will strengthen you even now. We pray that he will restore unto you virtue, glory to God, in your physical body, in your spirit, amen, on tonight. We pray that the Lord will breathe upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory be to God, for many, many, many lean and depend on you. But we pray for strength on tonight that the Lord will fortify you. Glory to God, on the north, the south.
Hallelujah.
And pray that his anointing would rest, Tasha.
In the name of Jesus.
Would rest. God, my heart. We pray that his anointing to this night, glory be to God, will strengthen you and lift you. Glory be to God as you bear, glory to God, so many on tonight. But we give God, Father, we give you thanks on tonight for your service.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Omomose.
Hallelujah.
Expanding her. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, God. Oh, glory to God. We're thanking you tonight. Oh, God,
thank
as
you,
you're
Lord.
Falling in her. Oh, God, as you're strengthening her. Oh, God, to reach the masses. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you.
Thank
we
you,
honor.
Lord.
We glorify you on tonight. We thank you for the word, oh,
yes.
God, that you placed in her belly. The word of deliverance. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, the word of salvation. Your word. Your word. Your word on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will stir even the more in the name of Jesus. Stir, oh God, even more in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, and even as she ministers to the needs of others. Father, we're asking on tonight that you will bless her. We're asking that you will bless her abundantly. Glory to God, exceeding abundantly above all that she can ask or think. Father, bless your servant on tonight.
Yes,
Father,
God. Hallelujah.
Fire. Father, cause your face to shine upon her. Cause your favor
yes,
to rest upon her.
Thank
her
you.
Going out and her coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Yes,
we thank you tonight. We thank you
thank
for
you.
Every soul tonight that has heard the word delivered by your servant on tonight. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
thank you for the sower. We thank you for the seed. Father, please, we give you thanks. We give you praise, and we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation of the enemy. We forbid reformation of the enemy. Father, for what you've done is done and cannot be reversed. And for this, oh, God, we give you glory. For this, we give you praise. Thank you for your blood covering. Cause your blood to rest. Cause your blood to cover. Cause your blood to shield.
In the name of
glory.
Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus and
in
Father,
the name
bless
of Jesus.
You. We count it all done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yahaya. Glory be to God. To thine be
Hallelujah.
The glory. To thine
yes.
be the glory for the great things that he's done. To thine be the glory. Glory to God for the great things that he's done. Glory be to God. We thank God again on tonight
yes.
for his word. We thank God for each and
Hallelujah.
Every one of you. Listen, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. We'll send it directly to your phone. Amen. If you so desire. Amen. You can certainly on tonight text. We're going to give you two numbers. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. For our international listeners, you can as well text us via WhatsApp. Amen, Jesus, WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678 608-7234. Amen. As well, don't forget, people of God, you can go out to our Facebook page, amen, the Prayer News Network, PNN. Amen, Jesus. We're connected there, amen, live, even as we are live here. Amen, Jesus, on the conference call. Amen. As well, we want to let you know that you can go out on the web. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Amen. There you will find as well, glory to God, the broadcast. You will find as well, people of God, podcast. Amen. In case you want to listen to us via podcast, you can as well tap in right there. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. We love you. Those that are, amen, or many of our international listeners requesting the messenger, don't forget as well, we certainly can send you a copy of the broadcast as well. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Again, we thank God for this message. Thank God for this word. Thank God for his messenger. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for, amen, this word. Amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, we're going to turn the platform back over to you, woman of God. Amen. For other remarks and for the blessing of the line. Amen, Jesus. And if you would, in your final blessing, don't forget to pray for, amen, the move of God. Amen. On tomorrow night at the gathering together of the saints of God. Amen. God bless you. You have the platform, woman of God.
Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for his word. His word is life, and we honor him for this opportunity and for all of our advisors and the visionary. April will be 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
April.
Yes. Yes.
And I mean, it started out as something that was meant to be short time, thought to be short time, but God had already had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 21 days. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he amazing?
Mm-hmm.
He always does exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to bless the life. Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, for who you are and for the blessing of the line. To every person that called in, listened in, will listen in the future, we pray the blessings of Abraham on their life. We pray favor, grace, and mercy. We plead the blood over the porters of the mind in the name of Jesus, the blood over every fiber of the beings. We pray for marriages being whole. We pray for children being saved.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, dividends. Oh, God, checks in the mail. We decree and declare. We send it forth, Father, because we have the ability to speak it, So we speak to the barren womb and say, life come in the name of Jesus. We speak to the suicide mind and say, you will live and not die. We speak to those abound and say, you are free in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, we pray for the move of God in the gathering. We pray, God, that you will move as never before. We pray that there will be a shaking of the earth, God, a book of Acts experience. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, that the people, we will come with one mind and one reason, one purpose, is to lift up your name. Holy Spirit, endow us, fill us with your glory, fill us with your power, in the name of Jesus. Destroy every yoke, break every chain, set the captive free, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, fill with the Holy Ghost, with power. Oh, God. And we thank you. We give you glory until we leave this place, but never your presence. Go before us as a leading lamb. Be behind our back as a strong protector. Stay the hand of the enemy. And we will give us glory in every service, God. Every service that we go into, let your anointing meet us there. Let us bring you there, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. People of God, that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Again, we thank you for joining us. Amen, Jesus. And we just would like to ask you to tell somebody about the PNN. Amen. Come back and be with us on tomorrow night. We are here every night at 9 o'clock. Amen. God bless you tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. We look forward to seeing you on the next time. Blessings to you in Jesus' name.
Bless.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.